Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta. The title of her preaching today is Reaching Out Across the Miles.
A reading from the beginning of the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all the holy ones in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God at every remembrance of you, praying always with joy in my every prayer for all of you, because of your partnership for the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right that I should think this way about all of you, because I hold you in my heart, you who are all partners with me in grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the affection to Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception, to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. The corona crisis is far from over. The number of infections continues to rise, and many countries in the world are in the middle of the second wave. In many places, there is again a talk of a lockdown. In many parts of Germany, it is already being said that no more than 6 people from 2 households may meet. What might this mean for the big celebrations that are coming up in the next few weeks, which we love to celebrate with many friends and relatives? What will Thanksgiving and Christmas look like this year when you can meet in a very small circle at most? How can we show each other our affection when we cannot be together, when we are not supposed to hug each other and distance is still required? St. Paul did not know about a corona pandemic, but the fact of being far away from people who were dear to him. Traveling was arduous and dangerous 2,000 years ago, so he was unable to travel home or to visit friends for the celebrations. However, he managed to overcome the distance and to share what moved those he had taken to his heart with 2 tools. The apostle's correspondence enabled him to stay in contact with his congregation even over great distances. In them, he expressed how much he longed for them, how happy he was to believe in Jesus Christ together with them, and how often he prayed for them. Of course, a letter cannot replace a personal encounter, but it is a way to express his feelings and thoughts. And so a letter sometimes brings more to light than a meeting can do when there's no time for a quiet conversation in the holiday rush and everyone is a little stressed. The second means of overcoming the distance to his loved ones is prayer. In prayer, the apostle thinks joyfully about people who are in other places. He thanks God for them and thus connects himself with his loved ones. Through prayer, we can connect with each other in Jesus Christ, and it does not matter how great the distance between us is. Of course, it is nicer when we can pray together in the same place, but many different prayer initiatives in the past months have shown how good it is to pray together at the same time. So prayer not only creates a connection to God, but through him and the common faith in him also creates a connection between us. Furthermore, prayer is a very nice way to give a gift to others when we ask God what we wish and pray for them. He may hear our prayers and fulfill our wishes for our beloved ones. So if we have to deal with the fact in the coming weeks that we cannot visit our loved ones, it would be a possibility to use the time and write them a letter. A real letter on nice paper with a nice pen, in which all the things that are appreciated in the others can be written. Writing this letter can already be a prayer. At the same time, it can also be a way to agree to pray together at a certain time, perhaps even using modern media to connect with each other. In this way, a double connection can be created, which helps to survive the difficult time of social distancing and not to become lonely. Because God, who is relationship in himself, wants us to live relationships too.